Again, Groovin changed his attitude, drawing himself up regally.
My name is Groovin Zen Tegarung. I protest at your treatment of me. I will not speak until this rope is taken from me.
The sabre whipped through the air, slashing the whiskers from the left side of Groovin's muzzle. Rugenbohr's expression had not changed.
My next stroke will take off your ears. Then I'll start working down your body bit by bit. Where is the Tagarung's head?
Groovin sat down on the sand and wept like a babe.
I threw it in the stream.
What stream? There's no stream around here.
The stream! The stream! It's back there in the woodlands.
Which woodlands? Those northeast of here?
Yes, yes, over that way, that's them.
So what did you do with the body?
Unexpectedly, Groovin began to laugh. He looked straight up into the fox's golden eyes, giggling and sobbing.
In the swamp! I threw it in the swamp! The head too! All in the swamp! Gone forever!
Rugen nodded to the guards.
Get him up on his paws. Let's go and find this swamp.
Birds were singing, drizzle slackened off, and the sun broke through as they entered the woodlands. Rugen gave orders for his Juska beasts to fan out and search the boglands, whilst he and the six guards rested close to the tree fringe, with Groovin in their midst. Halfway through the afternoon, a youngish fox came loping back to report.
Sire, we found a swamp. It's a big un. First we thought there was nothing about except a few frogs and lizards, but then we caught this crazy stoat. The rest are bringing him. Be here soon, sire.
That's two crazy stoats we'll have now.
The scarred rat whispered to the muscular ferret. He went silent as the golden eyes swept by him and came to rest on Groovin.
Do you know of a crazy stoat hereabouts?
Groovin's mood had changed. He looked completely mournful.
They're dead. All dead. I killed them. All dead and gone.
Rugen heard the party bringing the prisoner in. He did not turn, keeping his eyes fixed on Groovin. Behind him, a weasel called out.
Lord, this is the stoat, but he's right off on his scalp, mad as a toad with a tail.
The stoat was thrust forward, tightly bound. Rugen saw Groovin's eyes go wide in horror, his voice screeching hoarsely.
Rohrbach, go away. You're dead. Dead, I tell you.
Rohrbach looked plump and well, owing to a plentiful diet of frogs, lizards and other swamp inhabitants. But his eyes burned feverishly, and it was obvious his sanity had snapped at some point of his swampland sojourn. He put his head on one side and poked his tongue out at Groovin. Then he turned to Rugenbohr as if sharing a confidential secret.
That there thought he'd done for me, you know. Aye, thought he'd sunk old Rohrbach in the swamp. Right up to me nose twas, but I ain't no fool, I got out. Big branch, lovely branch, growing right over me head. I grabbed it. Two days I was pulling myself out, little diddy bit by little diddy bit. Fooled you, didn't I, Groovin? You ain't no mate of mine no more. You wouldn't push no beast in a swamp, would you, sir?